Thanks so much for joining us here on this Saturday morning as we continue our preview of the upcoming spring sports season. We've heard a little softball. Now let's turn our attention to the sport of track and field. We're out here at Lebanon High School, and joining us here for this portion is Shelly West and members of the Lebanon High School track team. And Shelly, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very well. So are you excited for the new season?
Yeah, I think we've got a lot of unknowns right now, but I'm excited to see and what we have and go from there. And, you know, each meet's going to be a little different, and it'll just be excitement each meet.
What are the unknowns?
Well, we have a lot of new kids, a lot of new faces. We're kind of rebuilding on our girls' side, both teams really. So we got to figure out who we're going to run in what events, and we're short on our girls' sprinter side this year, so we'll make things work.
You have a team that has many seniors on it, or is this a team that's young?
We're pretty young. We only have probably 15 seniors this year, combined boys and girls. Last year was our big group, and our junior class right now is a pretty large group.
Again, we're talking Lebanon High School track and field on this segment of the Coach's Corner. I know there are kind of two seasons in track and field. You have the outdoor season, which is pretty much through the end of the school year, but you also have that small portion of the indoor season. Did your kids take any advantage of that? Were they able to?
Well, we had a couple of guys, Hunter Crew, who's with us today, and his brother Mason Crew. Both are throwers for us and very successful, and they went to about three indoor meets and to try to qualify. We are considered large school, so we battle with all those big schools going into it. And, you know, we didn't qualify, but we did have both of them PR'd going into our outdoor season with PRs. I mean, you can't ask for anything more than that. So, but on the other side of it, we've got a lot of kids will be gone for spring break, so we didn't really participate much in the indoor.
All right, very good. Again, we're talking Lebanon High School track and field. So what have the kids been doing to prepare for this upcoming season?
Well, weather-wise, you know, depending on how that goes, you get outside, you get some runs in, you endurance runs, you do some speed work, you got to get in your field events. We don't have an indoor facility, so we try to do the best we can and just keep – we do stair workouts. We do whatever we have to make sure we build up our endurance to get out on the track.
Are you going to have a pole vaulter this year?
Yes. Actually, we had Sierra Hyatt, who has the girls' pole vault record, and our pole vaulters, actually, our numbers have grown this year. So it'll be interesting to see by the end of the season where everybody is. And we have a senior coming in trying it, and then Kyler Strange, who's returning, and they both are already excelling over what Kyler did last year. So it'll be interesting to see how they do.
All right, let's kind of break the two teams down. The girls' team, who's back that will probably score points for you this year?
On the sprinter side, we have Maggie Scott, Riley Jump, Addison Lawler. We've got, on the distance side, you've got Abby Coyle, Nadia Jones, Chloe Coyle, Juliet. We have a lot of talent coming back, but you can't put them in everything. High jumpers and... we've already got PRs there. We've got Sydney Starkey returning, and then in pole vault, Sierra's returning. But again, you have one there, and then you got to just build up the rest of it. We have a lot of freshmen coming in, so we'll see how they, you know, where they score. And by the end of the season, I'll get them to where, you know, it's going to score us best to come back and be competitive for conference and sectionals.
What about on the guy side?
Guy side, if throwers, we got Hunter and Mason, and we have Drew Terrell. And we have some, you know, some new kids throwing too, so and that are catching on pretty quickly. And we have a lot of sprinters. We got Trevor Winkles returning as a senior, but we have some new sprinters coming in too. So Trey Reese, Caden Lark, Jaheim Joseph, who's a senior that's never ran track, and Riley Newman, who's scored a lot for us at the meet. Our boys team's pretty large. So and at distance side, we've got JD Hawks and Abram Hill. And Aiden Wetter. The list goes on. We got a lot of boys that can score some points.
Yeah. So sounds like it could be a good year for the boys program.
I'm hoping so. That's my outlook for the end of the season.
All right. You have two athletes with us here. Introduce us to the two student athletes.
I have senior Abby Coyle. And right now Abby is probably could run sprints distance and do whatever she'd like for me to throw her in everything, but obviously she only gets four events. So, but she's coming back. She holds my 800 record in 4x8, and has the goals to try to go after the mile, and she doesn't know it yet, but I'm going to put this on the radio now that she's even going to try to go for the 2 mile. And then I have Hunter Crew here, who is my shot put and discus thrower. Hunter did not have the season he wanted last year, so he's eager and fired up and ready to go to have a great senior season.
All right. Coach West, thanks for your time.
Thanks for yours.
Again, Shelley West with us here as we talk Lebanon High School track and field. Now let's go ahead and bring in the student athletes and get their thoughts on this upcoming season. Senior Abby Coyle is with us here. Abby, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So tell me about your thoughts coming into this season. What are your goals?
I'm really excited. I'm pretty ambitious. I would like to make it to state this year for the 8. I made it to regionals last year, but I feel very, very hyped, and I'm ready to get into it. So I also would like our 4x8 team to make it to regionals again. That would be awesome, and maybe even our 4x4 team.
All right, very good. Abby Coyle is with us here. Hunter Crew is with us as well. So, Hunter, tell me about your expectations coming into the season. What do you hope to accomplish?
For me personally, I hope to accomplish where I started as my freshman year. Sophomore year, we didn't end up having it. My junior year, it ended up falling apart towards the end of the year. So definitely I want to reclaim my conference title in the discus, and then also claim a conference title in the shot put as well. And then, you know, for me, I have big goals and big aspirations for myself, but also for the team. I think a lot of guys can make a huge run through sectionals and into regionals. I know Trevor, he's one of our quickest guys, and you know, if he's in it and he can, and he's always in it, he always wants to run hard and give it everything he's got. And I know when it comes time for him to shine, he's going to shine. And that goes along with all of our kids. I feel as though a lot of our kids, when lights are brightest and it's time for them to show out, they show out. But for me personally, definitely reclaim my titles as Sagamore Conference champion in shot put, and then claim it as, or in discus, but then also in shot put as well. And then get out of my sectional, get out of my regional, and get a run at state, and just whenever you get to state, see how it all works out.
Again, Hunter Crew is with us here. Abby Coyle is with us as well. Abby, let's bring her back into the conversation. What's your training regimen been like to get ready for this season?
So we just started. We just started speed work and stuff. So we do about 3 miles a day, I would say. We do some speed work. We do 200s, some critical thresholds, just stuff like that, I would say.
Yeah. Coach West mentioned several things she wants you to compete in. Of those she mentioned, do you have a favorite race?
The 400.
And what is it about the 400 that you like?
It's one of my favorite events because at the end of it, everybody's tired. There's really no way to train. About at that third turn, you're just ready to be done, and it's really who has the heart to just compete. And I love competing, so it's just really fun for me.
All right. And Hunter, for you, I know Coach mentioned that you and your brother both have been throwing, getting ready. So talk about the preparation leading into this senior season for you. What's been your focus?
For me personally, I've definitely been hitting the weight room hard. After I had broken my foot in basketball season, I had to step away. And then it was at that point I had to focus on recovering, getting better with my foot, and then automatically just getting stronger, upper body wise, lower body. I was in the gym lifting, doing some stretches, whatever it took, for a good solid month way before we'd even started, and just getting stronger and getting prepared for the season. And then just whenever it comes time to practice, you know, trying to take it as a meet, focus, or try to think of it as a meet, each throw step up. And, you know, whenever you first start as a warm up, you're not giving everything, you're trying to stretch out. But then once you're finally stretched out, you have to give it everything you got. And then also after practice, coming back here, throwing some more, even when I'm tired and exhausted, my body doesn't want to do it, and just still have to get up and keep doing it.
We've been talking Lebanon High School track and field on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We began with head coach Shelley West, and we also had a chance to hear from teammates Abby Coyle and Hunter Crew. We certainly appreciate their time and wish them good luck in this upcoming spring season. Well, we'll take a break and be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.